I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A deadly fire engulfed the Rohingya refugee camp in Bangladesh earlier this week. The blaze killed at least 11 people, but hundreds more went missing, meaning the true death toll could be much higher. The United Nations has released $14 million for relief efforts. Greg Kelly of World Mission says about 45,000 people lost their homes and shelter. World Mission focuses on unreached people groups, and they've ministered to the largely Muslim Rohingya ever since they fled Myanmar starting 4 years ago.
We have national partners on the ground who are doing ministry, who are doing aid, because even the Muslim-dominated Bangladesh government who oversees these camps, they recognize, like, hey, if you can help the Rohingya, you know, we're going to be okay with that because these people are suffering. There's such a great need.
And Bibles for China hasn't visited the country in over a year since the COVID-19 pandemic broke out. But that hasn't stopped scripture distribution into rural areas of the country. Kurt Rovenstein tells us,
what we do is very simple and yet an incredibly powerful opportunity, because other ministries who really rely on being on site, you know, their resources are people and hands-on, have really struggled. And what Bibles for China has done from the very beginning is to rely upon networks and individuals on the ground to help us help them with scriptures.
Did you know that you can send a Bible to rural China for just $7? Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. So they're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.